An advocacy group for long COVID will tell the Oireachtas Health Committee today that up to 350,000 people in Ireland may be affected by long COVID. Long COVID Advocacy Ireland bases its estimate on WHO assumptions. However, the HSE says that because features of the disease are still emerging, it is difficult to estimate the numbers suffering symptoms. Rebecca Broney is a 32-year-old healthcare worker living in Dublin. She's been telling our reporter Mark O'Driscoll about how her condition deteriorated in the weeks after her initial COVID-19 diagnosis back in January 2021 when she first returned to work.
On my first day back in, I got in and I went, oh my God, I'm so tired. I'm so fatigued. I'm so tired. You know, can I take a half day? I just don't feel well. They said, yeah, that's no problem. You know, some people are taking a bit longer to shake it. That's no problem. And I went home and I slept for 7 hours straight and I felt absolutely awful. So I went and had a discussion, then a phone call with OcHealth. And really since then, I've been sick. So it's over 3 years now. And about 3 months into it, I was diagnosed with long COVID or post-COVID syndrome, a range of different names. But I suppose it's more colloquially and easily known as long COVID. And I have been quite unwell ever since.
And can you tell me about your symptoms, Rebecca?
My symptoms are neurological based. My main symptom is really, really crippling fatigue. So at the height of it, at the worst of it, you know, when I'm very unwell, I would maybe sleep 16 to 20 hours a day. I had to sit down to brush my teeth. You know, I couldn't even stand to brush my teeth. Showering sometimes, you know, was not an option on a lot of days. You know, it was very difficult.
And what about the way long COVID is treated here?
We need, you know, doctors to be open to slightly more experimental treatments, you know, to put us onto trials and stuff. But I suppose just to be recognised, I know that's a problem that a lot of other long COVID patients have really had problems with, is actually the condition being recognised, being fully acknowledged as a medical condition. You know, I've had issues with that before, presenting in A&E, you know, and being frankly dismissed completely.
And you were listening there to Rebecca Brownie recounting her symptoms to our reporter Mark O'Driscoll. Today, both the Long COVID Advocacy Ireland group, who want urgent action to support those suffering, and the HSE will be appearing before that Oireachtas committee. Jack Lambert is Professor in Infectious Diseases from the UCD School of Medicine. He's on the line. Professor Lambert, good morning.
Good morning.
Haven't spoken to you since the height of the pandemic, and now here we are talking about Long COVID. Is it difficult to diagnose?
Not really. I mean, it's pretty clear. If you trip up and break your leg, then you know the trip caused you to break your leg. If you get COVID, and then within the next 3 months you start developing symptoms that millions and millions of people all over the world have, then it's a clinical diagnosis, long COVID. So, you know, like the lady mentioned before, Rebecca, people can get COVID, not be that bad, and then 3 months later they're exhausted, they have pains all over, they have trouble concentrating, their heart's going too fast, they're anxious, they're having fevers and sweats. I mean, they're in the middle of, you know, kind of a COVID pandemic. I would say long COVID is easy to diagnose because these are people that were never sick before.
Mm. How many people, like you ran, I think, the first long COVID private clinic in the Mater. You still see patients on a weekly basis. Are new patients still coming to you?
Absolutely. And like I said, I used to have a public clinic and I saw, you know, over 1,000 people in the public clinic. That clinic's no longer in existence. So I just have a private clinic. But every week I see 5 new patients, some of them just infected 3-4 months ago, we know, with the new strains of the virus. But some of them that have been sick since 2020, 2021, bouncing from one doctor to another, GP to another, going to the long COVID clinics, getting no support. And so I am continuing to see patients every week with long COVID. And I'm following up patients, you know, I've been seeing for 2 years, who are either improving or not improving with their long COVID.
What can you offer them in terms of support and assistance and medical intervention?
Right. Well, people say, oh, there's nothing you can do. We don't know anything about it. It's still evolving. It's not. There's huge science out there. And we actually do have statistics on how many patients are infected. So there are things you can do. There's lots of science out there on pathogenesis. the challenge is there's not a lot of treatments that have been, you know, carefully studied placebo-controlled trials, and that's going to take years and years and years. But there are things you can do. We piloted a study on a medication called low-dose naltrexone 3 years ago. LDN helps with brain inflammation, which is one of the problems of long COVID. LDN helps with, you know, repairing the immune system, which is also the problem. Long COVID damages the immune system. There's other interventions that they recommend for sleep disturbances, mm-hmm. melatonin. You know, so there are things that you can do. Unfortunately, none of those things are being given in most of the clinics in Ireland. And second off, none of them are being supported by the government in terms of reimbursement. So it's a difficult position for patients to be in, trying to get support, trying to get treatment. And the places they're going don't have an understanding or a recognition or any plans to treat long COVID.
Stay with that for me, will you? Is it that we don't have the drugs, we're not bringing the drugs or paying for the drugs in this country, or that we just haven't trained up enough healthcare workers and medics to look after the condition?
Yeah, well, we haven't trained people. People don't have an understanding. GPs don't have an understanding. There's supposed to be training programs. The HSC says they're training GPs, but when pushed, they basically says, oh, that's not our job. That's the job of the ICGP. And the HSC, as of my understanding, have put a three-page kind of memo into one of the GP bulletins, and that's their idea of training. So, no, we do need to train up GPs. We need to train up the clinics. We need to put together guidelines for management, and none of that has been done. And as I said, we're 4 years into COVID. It's not a new disease. Long COVID's not a new disease either. So we urgently need to, you know, hopefully something will come out of today's meeting. We urgently need to kind of start supporting these patients who have been sick now for years and years and want to go back to work, want to get healthy.
In your clinical practice, are you seeing people recovering?
Yeah, I would say about 80% of people respond to the treatments, not 100%, but that's not bad. It's better than zero, which, you know, better than saying, oh, just give it another 6 months, just give it time, because time doesn't heal with this condition. So yes, patients are improving, some of them getting 100% better, but some of them actually, you know, sadly not, never going back to normal, but at least 50%, 60% improvement. And that's one of the challenges, is that people think they're better, they try to push too far, they crash, and then it sets them back again. So it's teaching people how to repair the damage and also work within their limitations. The term we use is pacing rather than pushing.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's Professor Jack Lambert, Professor in Infectious Diseases at the UCD School of Medicine.